But when you're not going to succeed here.
Succeed? Well, you're not, it depends on what you mean by succeed. Succeed in preaching the gospel and calling people to repentance, I'll succeed at that. What the Lord does with the word in people's hearts, that's his business. So that's what we do. We go out, we preach the gospel, and if somebody has a willing heart to hear the word of God, they will, and it will go within them. If they don't and they have a hard heart, God can turn them over into their dark ways. Would you like a gospel card?
No, I know all about it.
You know all about what?
I know all about God. I'm good with him right now.
Okay, well, we cannot be good with God unless we are his. And the only way to be his is through the gospel.
No, I meant I am his. I meant things are good with me and God in general, as our relationship goes.
Okay, well, can I share something with you? We don't have a relationship with God. We have a covenant. If we're his, it's called a blood covenant because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, who died. He was fully God, fully man, and he came to the earth to die for the sins of mankind.
Having a relationship with him.
But the only way you can have that is if you repent, and I was going through the gospel with you. Repentance is a turning of your mind and a turning of your ways from your life to him and his ways. And if you do that, then you'll be born from above. He'll give you his Holy Spirit. You'll be born again. And if that's true, you become a holy child of God, not participating in all this that we're seeing here, all the sins and carnality, the worldliness, the fleshliness. And then you continue doing that until the day you die, and he'll welcome you into his kingdom. But if you live in the world and you love the world, you realize this is Satan's kingdom. We're born into Satan's kingdom in the flesh. You must be born into God's kingdom.
I'm probably attached to what I have on this earth a little more than I should be, but I also know that things can be gone in an instant, as we can see.
Right. We can die any second. That's
why
we're out here.
No, that's not what I mean.
Things well, we certainly can die in any second.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
But our stuff that we have can be gone in an instant, too.
Exactly.
By natural disasters.
Yes, yes.
So that's what I meant, too. Both can happen.
Right. We can't take anything with us, so why would we cling to anything of this earth? Right? We live in the earth, but we just...
There's nothing wrong with going to a football game.
Tell me, is that not full of pride, vanity, covetousness, violence, immodesty? That's five sins right there. That you wouldn't want to be involved with?
How come you walked by me and went right to my wife? Are you Satan?
No.
Like a Satan?
No.
He went to Eve in the garden. You walked right by me five times.
You're kind of talking, so I didn't want to interrupt.
I'm here now. What do you have to say, sir? I love you.
I need help.
Love you, too.
What do you have to say about lacrosse, carnal football, and the culture and the church systems that are built on Satan and not God? Why would you be part of that? Why would you waste your life?
I'm not a part of anything.
You are. You got a U-double lacrosse shirt on. You're here at a carnal, covetous, violent football game. Look at the...